February 20th, 2015, to the Remnant Faithful. Fifth Moral Standard of Truth. Our Lady comes as Mary, refuge of holy love. She says, "Praise be to Jesus." In order for a person to distinguish good from evil, his conscience must be formed in righteousness, godliness. This can only be accomplished through holy love. This brings me to the next, fifth maxim, moral standard of truth for the remnant faithful. Holy love defines good and leads to your salvation. Holy love, to love God above all else and your neighbor as yourself, is the embodiment of all of the Ten Commandments. No one enters heaven outside of holy love. There is no back door, no negotiating. Holy love is the path to personal holiness and your salvation. A conscience that does not completely embrace holy love is compromised. The more people the soul influences in his compromise of truth, the greater his sin. In searching for the truth, the soul need only to turn to holy love as a standard. Anything which opposes holy love is cooperating with evil. You cannot give God your whole heart if you keep part of it for yourself. Therefore, what you love in the world, reputation, power, authority, physical appearance, or worldly possessions, are obstacles to holy love. Use everything as a means to your salvation. The hope of the remnant faithful is to remain faithful to holy love and to regard everything through the eyes of holy love. This is the way to avoid Satan's deceit, the compromise of truth, and the abuse of authority. Holy love is truth and God's will for all mankind. You cannot hang on to the remnant of faith if you do not hang on to holy love. A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 19 through 24. Synopsis: formation of a good conscience is based on the truth of holy love, the embodiment of the Ten Commandments. By this we shall know that we are of the truth, and reassure our hearts before him, whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who keep his commandments abide in him, and he in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit which he has given us. Scripture verses asked to be read by Mary, refuge of holy love.